Cheerios, the nourishing breakfast cereal made from oats and ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger.
I-O Silver!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, let's go, big fella.
Silver away!
Through the efforts of the Lone Ranger and Tonto, two outlaws named Cash Hanna and Dirk Nasby went to prison. When they were released, the masked man was certain they would resume their careers of crime, so he and Tonto picked up their trail. After following the tracks of the outlaws' horses for several days, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding west along the Florida Valley, on the trail leading to Bartonville, Kansas. Suddenly, the masked man signaled a halt.
Whoa. They stopped here, Tonto. Let's dismount and study the tracks.
Plenty of hoof marks here.
Yes, and they're fresh. We're not far behind those crooks.
Kimosabi, three horses come here from the opposite direction.
You're right, Tonto. And from here, five horsemen headed south towards that hill.
Cash and Dirk meet three others.
The town of Bartonville is just beyond that hill.
I wonder why they go there. Maybe...
Tonto!
What'd you find on the ground, Kimosabi?
A small piece of black cloth, and here's another.
I see other pieces. Two, three.
Tonto, I think those pieces were cut from cloth to make eye holes.
That means crooks make masks.
And rode towards Bartonville, preparing for a holdup. Come on, Tonto!
We go after them?
Yes. Come on, Silver!
Get him up, Scout! After reaching the top of the hill, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode down the side through a stand of timber. Coming out of the woods, they saw the rear of a row of buildings on the Bartonville Main Street, some distance away. Five horses stood at ground hitched behind the bank.
Those may be the outlaws' horses, Tonto.
At that instant, five men came from the bank's back door and ran to the horses. All of the men wore black cloth over their faces, and one carried a bulging sack.
The outlaws! The bank robbery! Come on, Silver!
They see us! They shoot!
Return the fire!
Look, Kimosabi, you hit one and I'm...
Right. Tonto, we're gaining on them!
Ah!
Tonto! Whoa!
I hit...
Oh, steady, Tonto. I'll hold you in the saddle.
Brooks, escape.
Here, we'll deal with them later. Come on, let me look at that wound.
I won't lose consciousness.
I'm sure your wound is only skin deep. Can you ride as far as the woods?
I ride.
Good. We'll get away from here, then dress your wound. Come on, let's go.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger found a place beside a stream where Tonto's scalp wound could be giving the necessary attention. First he cleansed the wound, applied a healing salve, then he bandaged it.
There, Tonto. Feel better?
Ugh. It all right now, but use all of bandage.
We'll get more bandages and other medical supplies at the first opportunity. Do you feel able to ride?
I'm all right.
And let's head for town in the nearest doctor's office.
It was night when the masked man and Tonto drew stooped in front of a two-story house on a corner. A lamplit sign beside the door said, Dr. Doyle, and a white placard in a first-floor window bore the words, Dr. N.
Wait here, Tonto.
Dismounting, the Lone Ranger peered through the window and saw that the doctor's office was occupied by an elderly woman and a gray-haired man seated at a desk. He went inside.
Dr. Doyle?
Yes, I'm the doctor, and this is my wife, Mary. She acts as my nurse also.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Doyle.
Can't say the pleasure's mutual, mister. If you're here for medical help, we need to know why you're wearing that mask. The doctor and I like to know who we're treating.
His mask doesn't worry me, Mary. All I'm interested in is people's ailments. So, what ails you, mister?
Nothing ails me, doctor. But I'd like to buy some bandages, gauze, and antiseptic.
Well, we sell a complete kit for $3. If you have the money, it's yours.
I'll go get the kit for you, mister. I think we still have one back here somewhere.
I still don't like the idea of that mask, mister. But if the doctor isn't worried, I won't be either. Seems like more and more folks out here have something to hide.
I have nothing to hide, Mrs. Doyle. If I had more time, I'd explain my mask, but right now I need that medical kit to help my friend.
Guess he must be all right. Folks helping their friends can't be so bad.
As Mrs. Doyle talked, the masked man glanced at the doctor's desk and saw a magnifying glass and a small object which the physician had evidently been examining. It was a silver bullet.
Here you are, mister. You'll find this kit quite complete.
Good. Here's the money. Doctor, isn't that a silver bullet on your desk?
Oh, I thought it was silver.
That's right, mister. Sure looked like silver to us.
Did you take it from a man's right arm?
Why do you ask?
I think it came from the arm of a man who took part in a bank robbery in Bartonville today.
What makes you think that?
Yes, mister. What does make you think a thing like that?
I'm sure it's the one I fired at the escaping bandits.
You fired the silver bullet?
Yes. Folks call me the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger? Of course. That explains the mask, Joel.
Yes, it sure does. Fancy having you here, Ranger.
Tonto and I are on the trail of bank robbers, and I think we're getting close. Doctor, will you tell me where to find the man from whom you removed the bullet?
No. No, I can't. I mean, I shouldn't. It would be unethical.
He's right about that, mister. It would be unethical.
Unethical? Oh, well, very well, Doctor. I'll leave you and Mrs. Doyle to your consciences, but I'll return if you want me to.
You will?
Yes, I'll look for a signal in your window tomorrow night.
A signal? What kind of signal?
Wait, I have it. This placard in the window.
Doctor in.
Yes, if it's upside down in the window, it means that we're here alone and we want to talk to you.
All right, Doc. If your sign is upside down, I'll be here. Now, good night to you both. I don't exactly know what's going on, but I certainly plan to find out.
After the Lone Ranger left, the doctor and his wife sat down at his desk, and a moment later, their adopted son, a pale young man with feverish eyes, came down the stairway and into the office. He carried his right arm in a sling, and in his left hand, he held a gun.
David, we thought you'd gone to bed.
Yes, thought I heard your room door close. No, I've been listening at the head of the stairs. What are you doing with that pistol? With the outlaw here, thought it might be needed.
If you were listening, then you know he's not an outlaw. He's the Lone Ranger.
That's who he says he is, but I know better. Better? What are you talking about, son? I recognized him. He's the bank robber who shot me.
He is?
Yes. I told you what happened. I was standing outside the Bartonville Bank when those crooks ran out shooting. One of their bullets hit my arm, and I'm sure it was fired by the masked man who left here.
David, we'd like to believe you.
You would believe me if I were your own son instead of an adopted one. Don't say that, David. You know very well that we've been more than fair with you. We've indulged your whims and been patient with your vices. Vices? You mean gambling? I promised to quit gambling, and I've kept my promise.
I wonder.
Please, Dad, Mom, please don't tell that masked crook about me. His gang would kill us. Besides, you've got to consider your ethics. Maybe we ought to give him another chance, Joel. I just don't know.
Very well, David. We'll keep you secret. We'll let the law worry about the bank robbery. I hope we're doing the right thing. Now you go to bed and rest your arm.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's exciting adventure. The Lone Ranger will be right back after this important message from Cheerios, the nourishing breakfast cereal made from oats and ready to eat. Has this scene ever happened at your Saturday morning breakfast table?
Mom, that's not fair. You said I could go out and play right after breakfast.
I said you could go out and play after you finished your breakfast, Jimmy. And so far, you haven't even touched your cereal.
But I don't like that greasy stuff you bought. It's hard to chew and hurts my mouth.
Well, I just can't go around buying every cereal in the grocery shelf, Jimmy. Money doesn't grow on trees in this family. I thought you would have known that by now.
Have you ever had a problem like that in your house, Mom? Just listen to this. Cheerios, the nourishing cereal made from oats, is ready to eat by everyone in your family, especially by active young boys like Jimmy. You see, Cheerios are toasted whole grain oats, deliciously blended into those fun-to-eat little letter O's, and best of all, they're not only good, but they're so good for you. That's because nutrition experts know that whole grain oats contain lots of vitamins, so you don't have to worry about costly supplements anymore. Cheerios does it all. Just ask Jimmy's mom.
Wow, Mom. Cheerios are really neat. They're fun to eat and they taste so good. Can I have another bowl, please?
Aren't you afraid you'll be late to play, Jimmy?
Mom, with a breakfast cereal like Cheerios, just plain eating's plain enough for me. So, how about that extra bowl?
Oh, Jimmy.
Problem noted, problem solved. So join thousands of other moms like Jimmy's, and you too can be a breakfast heroine every morning of the week. Remember Cheerios, the delicious breakfast cereal made from oats and ready to eat. Try them, you'll love them. Now, to continue. After his talk with his mother and father, David Doyle didn't go to bed as he pretended. Instead, he waited until the doctor turned out the lights. Then he sneaked outside to his horse and rode off. In his haste, he didn't notice the Lone Ranger and Tonto, who were watching from the trees. About an hour later, he was one of five men seated at a table in a cabin in the nearby hills. With him sat the ex-convicts Cash Hanna and Dirk Nasby, and the Kane's brothers, Lackey and Scar, who operated a gambling place in town. Though they had savage dogs keeping guard outside, the faces of the men showed fear as Dave told of the Lone Ranger's visit to the doctor's home. When Dave finished relaying what happened, Cash Hanna said,
"Boys, we'll have to get rid of the Lone Ranger. He'll get rid of us, right, Dirk?"
"Yeah, that's right, Cash. He and the engine almost caught us in Bartonville. Yeah, the Lone Ranger's got to die. Dave, you should have plugged him when he was in your house."
"I couldn't shoot straight with my left hand."
"Excuses."
"Boys, I've got an idea. I know how we can get the Lone Ranger. Dave, didn't you tell us the doc would upend his window sign if he wanted the Lone Ranger to call tomorrow night?" "Yes, but Dad promised me he wouldn't do it. Listen, can you figure a way to send the old doc and your mom out of town on some kind of fake emergency call?" "I don't know. I guess so. But it'd have to be something serious, and Mom would have to go along as his nurse." "Good. Late tomorrow afternoon, you send him on a ranch call that'll keep them away for a few hours. We'll put his car in the window upside down."
"Yeah, that's a good idea, Cash. The Lone Ranger will see the car and go into the house, and we'll be there to shoot him."
"No, no, we can't do that." "Why not? What about Tonto? If he's there, we'll shoot him too. But if the Lone Ranger's killed in the house, I'll get the blame." "Blame for what? Who knows he's the Lone Ranger? Stick to your story that he's the one of the bank robbers. Say he came to kill you so you couldn't identify him.
Yeah, say you had to shoot him in self-defense.
Say you had to shot him with the left hand, you'll be a hero around town. No, now what's the matter? I don't like that idea.
You're yellow.
I went through with my part of the holdup and I didn't get a cent out of it. You got plenty out of it. Scar and I told your IOUs at our gambling place. That's the only reason I went with you on that bank job. But now you want me to get mixed up in murder? I was a fool to gamble in the first place. Yeah. Well, it's too late to think of that now.
You heard the plans.
Yes, but I won't go along with why you lily liver milk sop. No, you'll take that. Ow! Here's some more. Stop! Stop slapping my face!
That's just the beginning. Unless you stick with us.
You murdering! How about it, Davey? You with us, or do you need more persuading? No, I'll stick. Just don't hit me again.
Now you're being smart, but don't forget our plan.
Yeah, we'll be watching for your folks to leave town tomorrow afternoon.
But if anything goes wrong, you'll get into the slug. And this time it won't be silver, and it'll be in your head instead of your arm.
I know.
Now go on home. We'll see you tomorrow.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had followed David to the hideout in the hills. Hearing the dogs when he entered the cabin, they withdrew to a point where they could watch the building from behind some brushwood bordering the moonlight trail. Presently, they saw the cabin door swing open, and a moment later, the man with his arm in a sling was riding toward them.
Rein in! You're covered.
What?
Get your good arm up.
Masked man, don't shoot me!
Sit still in the saddle and keep your voice down.
I'm not armed. Why'd you stop me?
We have a lot to talk about, but not here.
Where are you taking me?
Deeper into the hills. Lead this horse, Tonto. I'll ride behind him. Now, let's go!
After about a mile of riding, the Lone Ranger and Tonto halted with their frightened captive in a moonlight-flooded valley.
What are you gonna do with me?
That depends on how truthfully you answer questions. What's your name?
I'm David Doyle.
The doctor's son?
I'm an adopted son. He adopted me when I was a baby.
Did he take a silver bullet out of your arm?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Do you know who I am?
Yes. You're the Lone Ranger. I heard you talking to Dad.
Then you know I'm the man who shot you. And I know you're one of the men who robbed the Bartonville Bank.
Why'd you rob the bank?
I wish to heaven I'd never done it. But now I'm in deeper than ever. Those crooks will kill me unless I...
Unless you what?
Unless I help them kill you. What can I do? Is there any way out?
Kid, you gotta pull yourself together. Tell us everything that you know.
Dave was glad to unload his burden of guilt. He told about the robbery and the way he'd lied to his foster father. Then he revealed the outlaw's plan to murder the Lone Ranger. When he finished, he sighed with relief and said,
Now you know everything.
Dave, you've been weak. But you might be able to redeem yourself.
I'll do anything you say.
Will you fight on my side?
Yes, I would.
Then we'll make some plans of our own. Tell me this. Is there a hayloft in your stable where Tonto and I might hide?
Yes, and there's a shed nearby for your horses.
Good. We'll go there tonight.
What do you want me to do?
Return home and go to bed. Tomorrow, do just as you agreed. Tonto and I will take it from there.
Late the following afternoon, when Dr. Doyle returned from several calls in town and halted his horse and buggy, he saw Dave waiting at the door of the stable.
Out here, son.
Hello, Dad. I got a message from Jeb Pierce. Sounds like they had a bad accident out at his place. Something fell on two or three of his ranch hands and really smashed him up.
Tarnation! That sounds bad, all right. Jeb wouldn't ask me to go all the way to his ranch for anything trivial. In fact, I might need your mother's help, she being a nurse and all.
Go get her, Dave, while I get this buggy turned around.
You'll probably be gone about 3 hours.
Yes, at least that. Now go get your mother. We gotta move fast.
After his parents had left, Dave went to the stable and went inside. As he closed the door, he called to the Lone Ranger and Tonto, who had been in the loft since the previous night.
They're gone! My folks have gone!
Good. Then we'll meet you in the office, Dave.
Without waiting for the masked man and Indian, Dave hurried through a door that opened from the stable directly into the doctor's office.
Are we alone in the house, Dave?
Yes.
Then let's prepare for the showdown.
At that moment, Cash, Dirk, and the Kane's brothers, watching from the concealment of brushwood beyond the edge of town, saw the doctor and his wife driving past.
There goes the doc and his wife on their wild goose chase.
Yup, looks like that sissy Doyle kid did its job. Now just as soon as it's dark, we'll go to the house.
And wait for the Lone Ranger.
In the doctor's office, the Lone Ranger observed 3 doors in a side wall. He said,
I know that door leads to the stable. What about the others?
This one opens into a small closet, and the stairs to the second floor are behind this one.
Tonto, you wait in the closet. I'll wait on the stairs. Leave the door open about an inch.
Aye, savvy.
Dave, you better sit at the desk until the crooks arrive, and don't try to double-cross us.
When darkness gathered, Dave lighted a lamp, and a short time later, the front door was opened cautiously. Cash Hanna peered into the office with a gun in his hand.
Is the coast clear, Pennywise? Doesn't it look that way?
Seeing no one in the room but Dave, the crooks relaxed and lowered their heavy guns.
Does setup look all right to me?
Yeah, let's put the sign in the window so the Lone Ranger will walk into the trap.
Don't bother.
What?
Drop your guns.
Hey.
I got you covered.
The engine! Dave, you dirty double-crosser, I'll kill you! My arm!
Anybody else want gunplay?
Don't shoot, my hands are up.
And mine, don't shoot us!
Hold your fire!
My arm's been busted! Now you know how a silver bullet hits.
We'll get you for this double-cross, Dave, this is the last thing we do.
Where are you going? You'll not get anyone. Stand against the wall, all of you. Tonto, pick up their guns.
I'll get them.
Meanwhile, Dr. and Mrs. Doyle had returned unexpectedly, and while in the stable heard the shots. As the outlaws suddenly fell backed against the wall, the doctor, holding a heavy gun, rushed through the door.
What's going on here?
The amazed doctor halted in front of Cash.
Get out of the line of fire!
Get back, Dad! I've got him!
Cash sprang forward, wrestled the gun from the doctor's grasp, then circled his throat with his left hand.
The doc's my shield. When moving, I'll break his back with a bullet.
Don't shoot the doctor.
Shoot at me and you'll kill the doc.
Good work, Cash.
Now, Lone Ranger, you and the engine drop your guns.
Don't do it. I'm not afraid to die. My life is less important than the capture of these crooks.
I said, drop those guns.
While the four crooks watched and waited for the masked man to obey Cash's order, Dave drew a hidden gun from his sling and fired. Cash staggered back from the doctor, gasped, and fell to the floor.
That does it.
David, you fired that shot.
Yes, Dave. I lied to you. The masked man really is the Lone Ranger.
Stand back, Doctor. I'll cover these crooks while Tonto ties them. Dave, it's time to bring in the sheriff.
Shall I go for him?
Yes, and while you're gone, I have a few things to tell your father and mother.
When Dave was gone, the ranger explained to the doctor and his wife about their son's role in the bank robbery and the capture of the crooks. Then later, when Dave returned with the sheriff, he told his mom and dad how sorry he was.
Dad, Mom, when I get out of prison, I'm gonna spend the rest of my life trying to make you proud of me.
That makes us real happy, son.
It sure does, David. Seems like you learned an important lesson from the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Dave, I've seen how the law works, and I've got a feeling that your help in capturing those crooks will go a long way to making your sentence a light one.
Kimosabi, horse is ready.
Well, Tonto's waiting.
Well, bye, Ranger.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll be expecting big things from you, Dave.
I won't let you down. Nor you, Mom and Dad. I'll make good for you, and for the Lone Ranger.
Hi-ho, Silver Away!
This has been a presentation at Rex Radio Showcase.